I am Daniel Foley, and welcome to our daily communion time today, where we're going to be talking about shining like stars. We're going to be looking at this passage of scripture from Philippians chapter 2, talking about shining like stars, and that'll be our time of daily communion today. So let's get started with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. If you're new to us here, this is the place to start. Our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, started for me with Proverbs 13:22, which says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's more valuable than money that I could pass on to my children, hopefully grandchildren one day, is wisdom. The book of Proverbs is filled with scriptures on how wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver and rubies and all of these things. And so I made it my goal to accumulate and to pass on lessons for every area of life, purpose and health and family and finances, order, time, community, spiritual growth, mindset, and emotions. And out of everything we do, the first thing I would want to get established in somebody's life is this 30-day prayer challenge process. We pray about a 2-minute long prayer each day. It's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to follow God's leading, and to plan our day with God, and then go about our day executing, trusting that God is there helping us and empowering us to do those things that we know need to get done. But let's get started with the prayer, and then we'll take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer before we get into our communion meditation for today. But Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, for their families, their friends, everybody connected to them. And I just pray for all of our church and governmental leaders, Lord. And I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, for transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us and to make your face shine upon us. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and your grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And Father, we ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders. Keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So that prayer is something that I pray daily over myself, my family, everybody connected to me. And it's something that I see God just continues to answer that prayer in new and amazing ways every day. And are there other things you can pray? Sure, of course, if you have specific needs or things that you need to pray for, you can pray for those. But that is the place that I start with prayer, and then everything branches out from there. But let's take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, my normal routine is I wake up, get breakfast ready for everybody, and then I start recording these daily communion messages. And yesterday I didn't do that because I had recorded a live training we did with our partners the night before. And I used the communion time we did for that as our daily communion time for the next day. Well, as I was going through the day yesterday, my emotions were not the same. I was just felt a little jumpy, a little snappy, like I was getting irritated more easily. And as the day was going on, I wasn't quite sure why. But when I finally got to the end of the day, God began to show me. I began to realize I was seeking him. I was like, hey, what's going on here? And just, he began to show me this, the power of how powerful these communion times are for our emotions. How powerful these communion times are for transforming our emotions. I like to think of it this way. We're a three-part being. We're spirit, we're soul, we're physical body. And when we're taking communion, one of the biggest areas we're working on is we're working on that middle ground. We're working on our mind and emotions. We're working on bringing the sacrifice of Jesus into the present moment. We're working on getting ourselves more present. And this communion is so powerful for transforming our emotional states. In fact, as I go through the day, usually most days, if I ever find that my mind and emotions are getting off track, and I forgot to do it yesterday, if I ever find that my mind and emotions are getting off track, one of the greatest ways to get back more present, get back to peace and joy and confidence in God, is just taking communion again. You can go back, listen to another communion meditation. You've got daily ones. You can go back and find one, listen to another one. You can just take a couple minutes to get still and to get quiet and to connect with God and use communion as a time to turn those emotions. I like to think of communion as the table turner. It's a time to turn the tables, especially in our mind and emotions, to get our focus back. But I didn't realize, I didn't do it yesterday, and I didn't realize the true impact it was having on me personally. So yes, I'm recording these for everybody else out there, but I'm getting blessed in the process from doing them as well. But let's get started with the other half of prayer. I got sidetracked a little bit there, but other half of prayer. Over the last 24 hours, what were your wins? What are the things that went well, the things you got accomplished, testimonies, ways you saw God come through? What are your wins and testimonies over the last 24 hours? And if you want to find additional training on this prayer, a copy of the written prayer, and we've also got a tracker that you can use to go through this other half of prayer, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com, and on the free tools and resources page, you'll find more on this 30-day prayer challenge there. But next question, how are your levels of peace and joy and confidence in God? And remember, it's either yes or no. Either I had God's supernatural peace and joy flowing in your life, or maybe like me yesterday, you didn't. It's either yes or no. And it might be a case where it's, I had it, yes, I had it flowing for a while, but then something got me off track and I got focused on other things and I lost that peace and joy. So maybe it's like a half and half, but it's like a light switch. It's either on or it's off. It's either active and flowing in our life. God has given you his peace, his joy, his faith, his love. He's given us all this, and we have to get it, put it to work and see it flowing in our life. We're going to see here, it's God who works in us to will and to do his good pleasure. So is it flowing in your life over the last 24 hours? Then what are the things that you know to do? Over the upcoming day, what are the things that you know to do? Maybe there's some small things you need to do, administrative things, errands you need to run, things that you just know need to get done. And is there anything you've been procrastinating on? You've been putting it off because it looks big or overwhelming, or you don't know where to start? How could you take the first step on that? How could you just take one step closer on that project today? Is there anything God's been stirring on the inside to do? Maybe to reach out to a certain person, to take a certain step. Anything God's been stirring on the inside to do. And then I believe if you'll get those listed out and you'll start just executing, trusting that God is with you, he's there to help you, he's there to equip you. And whatever he has prompted you to do in your life, what I found is this, he will sustain it. He will help you follow through. He will help you make it happen if you will just get started. So, last question. Heavenly Father, what is the most important thing you're trying to teach me or show me, or you want me to get out of the last 24 hours? If you'll take just a couple minutes to get still, 1 to 2 minutes, just to get still and to listen. And then whatever comes to mind, that was probably it. We just asked him a question. Whatever's coming to mind, that was probably it. We often make hearing God's voice overly complicated. Whatever is coming to mind, just write it down. And if you'll get in the habit of doing this regularly, I believe it's going to lead you to a beautiful place. Because it says, Jesus came that I might have, that you might have life and have it abundantly. But he says in that passage in John chapter 10, that it's his voice that leads. He's the good shepherd, and it's his voice that leads us. So let's take a look at Philippians chapter 2. I was just looking at this morning, Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 12, and the subtitle, there's a break in the chapter here. The subtitle says, shining as stars, shining as stars. And the Apostle Paul has just been talking about how Jesus was not looking out for his own interests, but he humbled himself even to the point of death. He became a servant. He's among us as one who serves. And then he says, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So the fear of the Lord is what he's talking about, this fear of the Lord. In the Amplified Bible, I was looking at it before we did this, the Amplified Bible talks about with reverent awe. Work it out with reverent awe, just awe and honor and reverence and submission to God. It says, God, you are great, and I want to honor you with my life. Continue to work out your salvation with that awe and reverence for God. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. So he's in you. God is working in you. That Ephesians 3:20 verse where everybody talks about God is able to do more than we ask or think or dream or imagine. After that verse, it says, how does that happen? According to God's power that is at work within you. So we got to get this power. God is in us, working in us to will and to act according to his good purpose. So if you need purpose for your life, God's got purpose for you. He's got a purpose. And if you'll just make it your goal to help him fulfill his purpose, you will never be bored another day in your life. It says, do this. Do everything without complaining or arguing. Do everything without complaining or arguing. I'm just thinking of my kids right now. Often we ask them to do a lot of things, but they're at a younger age and there's things that they don't want to do sometimes, and they'll complain or they'll argue with each other about who's going to do it. Do everything. Everything you do, do it without complaining and without arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. Then the Apostle Paul says, but even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with all of you, so that you too should be glad and rejoice with me. So Paul says, I'm being poured out like a drink offering. One of the things we talk about often is, it says Jesus poured out his life even unto death. One of the ways in our prayer challenge prayer, we ask God to expand our borders, to help us grow, to expand our capacity to do more. Expand our capacity to receive his purpose and grace and love, and to let it flow through us so that we do good. Well, how do we expand our capacity? The greatest way I've learned to expand our capacity is to pour out. Look for opportunities to pour out. Look for opportunities to pour into the people around you. And when you do that, it expands your own capacity. Kind of like I experienced with the communion yesterday. When I didn't pour out that for that day, all of a sudden, my emotional state got changed because I wasn't pouring out as much on that day. So continue to pour out. Now, I want to look at this verse a little bit. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault. So God wants us to get to this place where we're blameless, where we take responsibility and we depend and we rely on God as the source of everything. We're not blaming other people. Children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation. I think we could say that. I was just looking through some social media stuff just to see what people are doing, just to see what people are talking about the other day. And I was like, man, there is a lot of ungodly stuff going on in the world in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. Shine like stars. I was thinking about this verse, shine like stars, shine like stars. We talk about, you know, let your light shine. We sing the little kid song, this little light of mine, letting our light shine. God is the light. God is the light that's supposed to be shining within us. What is he doing? He's in us, working to will and to act according to his good purpose. God is the light shining in us. I'm thinking of, we pray in our prayer challenge prayer, God, bless us and make your face shine upon us. If you have a copy of the written prayer, you'll see that on there. God, bless us and make your face shine upon us. In the Old Testament, the Israelite people were commanded to pray that. I think it was the high priest was commanded to pray that over the people. God, bless us and make your face shine upon us. This idea, God is the source of this radiance. You think about Moses. When he climbed up on the mountain, he was in God's presence. God's glory was surrounding him. When he came down, his face was radiant. His face was shining, coming from the glory of God. How are we going to shine like stars? How are we going to shine like stars? Get in the presence of God and let his, I believe it's in the Psalms, it says, those who look on him are radiant. He will make your face, as his face shines upon you, it will make your face shine. And you will shine like stars. Your light will grow brighter and brighter. The light of the path of the righteous is like first light. It grows brighter and brighter till the full day. As we let his face shine upon us, it makes our faces shine. I'm just thinking too, we're talking about this month. Our message for this month was anointed. You've been anointed. God has anointed you. It was to smear with oil. And this anointing, it teaches you all things. It teaches you what to do. It teaches you how to shine like stars. And I'm thinking of a guy named Bernardo LaPaolo, who lived to be, I think, 114 years old. I talk about him a lot in my book, Cracking Heaven's Code, how I learned a lot of lessons about health from him. And one of the things that he would do every day is that after every morning, he would take a shower. And when he was done, he would rub olive oil on his skin. So it's almost like putting the anointing oil on your skin every day. And he was 114 years old. I don't think he had any wrinkles. And so he would put this olive oil on his skin. I actually found another lady who lived to be 122. She did the same thing. Think about in the temple of the Old Testament, the temple, everything in the temple had to be anointed with the holy anointing oil. Think about now, our bodies are the temple. He was anointing his body with the olive oil every day. So I started doing this several years ago, and I put olive oil actually on my face, and usually mainly on my face. I usually put olive oil on my face every morning when I get out of the shower. And usually most mornings when I come downstairs, I've got the olive oil on my face and my face is shining. And my kids will ask me, my kids were asking me for a while, I was like, why is your face so shiny right now? And I had olive oil on my face and my face would be shining. So something practical you can do for your health, start putting olive oil on your skin. I had a scientist in my gym who came in one time and she was testing different sunscreens and different things like that that were blocking the harmful effects of the sun. And I said, would you mind testing out olive oil for me? So she tested out olive oil. She said, olive oil is the by far the best one that I have found. Best one that I found for blocking out all of the harmful effects from the sun, but letting in all the good stuff. And so think about this. I like to think of your anointing. You've been anointed by God. And that anointing is kind of like holy sunscreen. It allows you to stand in God's presence and to make his face shine upon you and not get burned up, not get the harmful effects. Think about you're in the sun too long, you get harmful effects. To stand in God's presence, he's an all-consuming fire. In the book of Revelation, it says there's going to be no more sun because God and Jesus are going to be the light. To stand in his light, to stand in his presence, and to not get burned up. And you can receive that, and it's going to change you, and it's going to cause your face to shine like stars in a dark world. But let's take communion today here. Every time we take communion, it says to work out your salvation with awe, inspired reverence, fear, and trembling, the fear of the Lord. Just this honor, this respect, this just wanting to please God with our lives. And we can take communion as a point of just worship, as a point of just gratitude and awe for what Jesus has done for us, that he poured out his life even unto death so that we can shine like stars in this world. Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he gave thanks for it. Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. And he blessed it. Father, we bless this bread in Jesus' name. And we thank you that he said, This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he said this, take it. He said to his disciples, take it. Receive this. What is this? This is a picture of his body. His body, through his one sacrifice, he makes you righteous. He makes you holy. He makes you perfect. You've been anointed. We can stand in God's presence with freedom and confidence and not get burned up. We can receive his radiance, his light, his glory, and let it work in us to will and to work according to his good pleasure, to act and let it shine through us. Father, we thank you for this bread. If you have your bread, you can go ahead and take it. Then on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup and he gave thanks for it. Father, we thank you for this cup. And we bless it in Jesus' name. And he said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. Poured out. Pouring out. We expand our capacity by pouring out like a drink offering. Thank you for this cup, Lord. Jesus said it was the cup of the new covenant. Big difference in the new covenant and the old covenant. In the old covenant, only the high priest could go into the Holy of Holies and stand in God's presence in there. Anybody else who tried to go in there would be killed. And even the high priest could only go in there one day out of the entire year on Yom Kippur, on the Day of Atonement. He could only go in there one day of year. And he had to take a lot of precautions to make sure that everything was right. Everything was perfect before he went in there. And on top of that, they would tie a rope around his waist just in case he died when he was in there and the other people could pull him out. To think about how amazing this is, this new covenant, because of Jesus, because of his body, because of his blood, because of this anointing that's in him that he's given to us, we can stand in God's presence with freedom and confidence. We can stand in his presence, in his glory, and receive that and let it shine through us. That's truly an amazing thing. But every time we take communion, it's like a turning point in our life where we're making this active and relevant in our lives right now. But now we got to walk it out. Now we got to walk it out. So as we go about our day today, receive this from him. He's making his face shine upon you. Take him into your day with you. You don't have to do today alone. Everything you do, he's there with you to help you to will and to work according to his good purpose. If you'll follow his leading, stay tuned into his voice, follow his leading throughout the day. I believe you're going to experience the day in a much better way. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you know, in our partnership program, our whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, all the books and courses, everything is laid out step by step, guiding you through the whole process. We start with spiritual growth and we work our way through mind and emotions, purpose, health, practical areas of life, step by step, guiding you through the whole thing. But if you'd like to learn more about partnering with us, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.